What's up, world? It's Kane. It's about 2:40 a.m. in the beautiful Atlanta airport. If you hear a lot of construction sound going on, it's because they're constructing some stuff outside. I don't really know what it is yet. It's a lot of stuff, but anyway, that's the background noise, and then they're waxing the floors too, so. Anyway, moving forward. This whole section right now is going to be about entrepreneur advice. I'm not going to give out the advice because I haven't been there and really walked in them shoes yet. I'm still traveling along my own little journey. But I definitely have the mindset for it, and it all starts there. Never let somebody tell you that you can't do something, and never limit yourself, you know. Always push forward, always grind. So, I gotta give it up for Mr. Gary Vee. If y'all know who that is, y'all need to Google him. I've never met a serious entrepreneur, I would say. Like, when I say serious, I mean somebody who's done so much or gave so much back or just, you know, did really what they said they were gonna do. I've met a lot of, like, I would say philanthropists in my city. You know, people that have made, they're self-established in the community and things like that, and they're good people, and they give back a lot. I got a lot of them too, man, and I'll probably end up doing a whole shout out on nothing but the Ritter philanthropists and people I looked up to, for real. So starting with Mr. Vaynerchuk, I was reading his book Crushing It after stumbling across, but I'm not going to say stumbling across. I'm just going to tell it like it is. I was following Coach K, and I've seen him repost something of Gary Vaynerchuk's, and I said, it was just a dream by Biggie. And I was like, I seen him quote that, and I said, damn, that's exactly how I feel too. So it started right there. I'll never forget it. I think it was like maybe a Sunday or a Monday morning. It was like after All-Star weekend. I clicked on it, and I was like, all right. So then I seen his follow, and I was like, how do I not know who the hell this dude is? You know, like, I mean, I'm pretty up to date with stuff, so I was like, I just don't understand. So I click on a lot of stuff. Everything that I clicked on was motivational. Everything. I'm not even joking. Even some stuff, it was just like, it was just so real. It was like, you couldn't even deny it. You know, I was like, damn, that's crazy. I said, I like that shit. So I kept on following him, you know. Basically, the book itself is inspiring. It's got a lot of different success stories built into it of people who's done great things. And then it also has a whole bunch of sections in there to help you become more successful at what you're doing. If y'all don't know my background in history, man, I quit putting content out like when MySpace was really at its peak. And after that, you know, you had all these other platforms jump up and get real big. Well, each platform is designed to catch people in a different way, or you're able to market yourself in a different way, or what have you. And I'm still learning. I'm still a student, you know. I'm definitely no expert by no means. But to everybody out there, I suggest you go read the book. I suggest you go try it out. It'll help you a lot with getting more leads, getting people to follow you back, you know, to gain your followers, get to build a real fan base. You know, and that's the way it needs to be. That'll help you out. You know, I'm still a student to all this. So I was going about it the wrong way. You know, I was trying to get clicks and follows and likes and things, and I was spending a lot of money in the wrong way too. Kind of find out, you know, a lot of that stuff's fake. A lot of the things are bots, you know, and they're just set up, you know, to make you look like you have something that you don't. And that's definitely not the route that I wanted to go. But again, learning lesson right there. So. And that's going to go, all this is going to be for like Indie Armor, for the artist development service that we're going to be providing for the label, so that, you know, I want to write a handbook basically. I mean, there's just so much I want to do, and like I said, man, it's all been inspired by him, because it doesn't matter if I were to hit the lottery tomorrow and make $1 million, it doesn't matter if I stay broke like I am right now and keep chasing this dream. I'm still going to put my efforts into that, because that's something I believe in. And I learned that from his book, you know, like, basically, give value, offer things to people for real help, you know, and that's the way it should be. People are going to respect that more anyway, and you know, it's just like your grandparents taught you, man, don't expect nothing back. And if they give you a shout out or they give you a thank you or whatever, it's just like if you see somebody, you know, struggling to get some groceries in the back of their car or something, or, you know, an older woman or something in the store, and you're like, man, let me go help her out real quick. She's having problems. You know, I'll never forget, I was like 10 years old, and I ran over there and did that at the Brookshire Brothers in Derrida on the east side. And she tried to give me some money, and I just remember seeing, like growing up, I remember seeing, like, my dad tell my grandma no. Like, he would be like, no, you don't give me no money, you know, like, whatever. So I told her no, and she got mad. She was like, she chased me down, tried to put it in my back pocket. And my dad, I ran back after, and I stuck it in her purse because I was, like, 10, and I'm a little kid. She was an elderly black woman. She's probably, like, 65, I'd say, 66, somewhere in there. I don't know. She, you know, she wasn't moving too quick, you know what I mean? Not as quick as a 10-year-old kid. And I never forget that, man. I ran up and stuck that money back in her purse, like, because she was walking. She thought she got me, you know, and I ran up behind her and put it in the back of her purse. And, because I had seen my dad do that to my grandma and my grandpa, like, you know. So, anyway, I ran back to the car. And I hopped in real quick and shut the door, and she was trying to hurry then. Boy, she turned back around to the car, and my dad, like, he done cranked the car and burned off on her, you know, like, nope. He's like, you know, just kind of showing her, like, you know, we don't want your money. That ain't what it's about. And she understood, so it was cool, man. Like, it was, it gave me a good feeling, and I still help people, man, to this day. Like, being out here in Atlanta, it's a lot bigger than where I'm from, and it's, you know, you see so many people in need, so many homeless people. I ain't gonna lie, it's been an experience. Coming out here, you know, running myself dry, basically, of money, and, you know, just, you know, starving myself and trying to stay out here as long as I could to try to accomplish as much as I could. It's been a humbling experience, but it's also just like now, you know, I just got a little bit of money in, but this guy just hit me up for some cash. He's like, I said, man, I was there like the last 3 nights. I know exactly how you feel. So I'm just getting me a dollar coffee, you know, so I can stay up and work on my music and shit. So I gave him what I had. And he was like, man, God's gonna bless you. I said, he already has. I said, he's gonna bless you. So just giving back, man, just, it, you know, it feels good like that. It's a good thing. And I think I got out of touch with that for the longest time because, you know, I came from pretty much nothing. Jacked up this, jacked up that, and always carried that chip on my shoulder. But that's another thing. If y'all go listen to the podcast, y'all go listen to Gary V's, like, videos and stuff like that, there's a whole bunch of motivational shit in there, man. Like, it don't matter where you come from, obviously. It don't matter, you know, where you start, it's where you finish. And I'm a firm believer in that. I definitely had to get back in tune with myself and try to brush that chip off my shoulder and understand, like, you're not the only motherfucker out there that had a hard life, dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't the only one that was homeless. You ain't the only one that was like this. You ain't the only one that went through this problem or this person, or all these people may have died in your life at one time. Like, you know, there's other people out there that's had worse experience. Like, you know what I'm saying? I've met two young dudes that are going in the army. They just left out of the airport. They from Atlanta too. One of them's from the east side of Atlanta. Zay. And we talked. And he's so full of energy. You know what I'm saying? And I think I may have mentioned him now in two or three different podcasts because that's how much energy that kid had. You know what I'm saying? He might be 19. He's done a year in prison, a year in juvie. And he's had a real rough life. But to see that much positivity in him and that he's going into the military and he's trying to make something better and he's like, you know, I'm just trying to get out the hood and try and do something right. And, I mean, that's phenomenal, you know. So, again, I'd have to say if it wasn't for, you know, following Coach, I'm talking about Coach K, and then following him, and it's just kind of like led, like, it was a calling, man. It really was. And I know a lot of people back home don't understand this. And I don't expect them to, you know, I ain't trying to force nothing on nobody, but if you're out there and you're listening, you know that there's something up there that you can't see, but you can feel it, and you know it's always looking down at you, you know what I'm saying? And it's, when it calls, it don't have a voice, nobody else can hear it, but you can hear it, if your mind and your heart and you got the synergy and it's just all right there, it's there, you know it is, so... That's especially what made me come out here was that. It was, like I said, it was louder than any alarm clock, louder than any phone call, anything you can think of that's loud, man. It was like that times 10 in my ears, and I was like, I've got to come out here, I've got to get out here and do something. So, like I said, my family's worried about me, friends, everybody. My CKT, I love you, brother. Hit me up, talking about, I'm gonna get rid of these beats if you don't hurry up and come back, man. I think you proved enough to everybody, you know. Nah, sorry, brother. I ain't out here to prove nothing, man. I ain't got nothing to prove to nobody, bro. I'm in a race with myself. As Chaos said, in an everlasting race with karma till I'm dead. But, straight up, like I said, man, that book, and then meeting him out of South by Southwest, I'm sure a lot of people on Facebook seen that. I appreciate everybody, you know, liking it and coming through and commenting on it. I really do. It wasn't by chance. Like, I knew he was going to be out there. I just didn't know how I was going to get there. I didn't know when. I didn't know when his speech was. I missed all that, but I caught him in the lobby. It was crazy. So, I talk about that so much because, like I said, it's been such an inspirational part of my life to where, yeah, I was already doing my music again, and I was already back on it, but there was a bunch of gaps, and there was a bunch of, like, voids still, like, in my heart that needed to be filled. There was a lot of, like, motivation that you know, that I guess it was, like, drained, that I lacked, that needed to be, you know, like, pushed to the boundaries. And I gotta say, man, like, after reading that book and listening to his podcast and, you know, really following up on all that, then that's why I'm out here. Man, I had no money, man, I had no deal, man, I had none of that, but I started my own record label. I enrolled in college online, on the business side, entrepreneurial and digital marketing. That's the three things I want to be my strong suits. I believe that's going to help me on the business side a lot, especially, you know, start launching your own label. I've said this again, shout out to everybody out there. I have so much respect for y'all, every single one of y'all. And then, you know, it's going to take a lot of time, it's going to take a lot of hard work, but again, another good quote, do shit you love. So, I'm exhausted. I've been up for almost 24 hours. You know, the last 3 days, I probably had like maybe 8 hours of sleep in the last 3 days, like 2 hours here, 2 hours here. But you know what? I'm doing what I love, so it doesn't feel like work, because, like I said, man, I love this shit. Like, this, and then stop until it's over. It's not. So, I hope that motivates y'all, man. If it didn't, go grab that book. Go listen to a podcast. Go check out a video. Something, man. Anything. Like I said, I'm going to tell y'all my daily routine. And I really believe that if you hang out with successful people, if you try to learn from people that are successful, you know, try to follow in their footsteps, it's not copying, it's not riding their dick or nothing like that. Shit, if you want to be successful, go hang out with some successful motherfuckers. Like, that's what you need to do. You need to go get around some of them and find out what the hell they did to get on this track. Like, okay, I'm really screwing up. Like, I'm doing this and this and this, but what am I not doing? Like, I, you know, that's what you got to concentrate on. So, I guess that would be my main focus on this podcast. It's just find you somebody that motivates you. Find you somebody that is going to motivate you. And just go hard, man. And then just study what they're doing. If it's clothes, fashion, whatever.
Can I get a little juice?
I'm at 5%, man. Sorry. I'm sorry. I was in the middle of a podcast and I got 5% on this thing. If I let my thumb off this thing, it may die. I tell you what, we can make a lot of money, man. If you're out there, Gary V, listen to this. We need to do something in these airports, man. I spent 3, 4, 5 nights now. I can't even remember. I think it's been like 4 or 5. It feels like 20. Shit. On these charging outlets, man. Like, there's got to be something, like, we can design to where people will not be just, like, walking around like the walking dead, like I need juice, like walking, like this dude just walked up on me, like, you know, like, come on, we gotta come up with something. I know you got the resources, man, let's make that shit happen. So anyway, indie artists, again, Indie Armor. Again, that is going to be y'all's safe haven, I'm telling you. It may not be today, it may not be tomorrow, it may not be next week, it may not be next year, but one day, y'all going to call me up and be like, man, thank you for that. So, that tidbit, and I don't even want to thank you. If it helps you, great. That's what I really want. For real. So, 1135 Records, going to college, it's never too late, start right now, trying to instill that in my little girls too. I tell them every single time I see them, don't let nobody tell you can't do nothing, you go out and do whatever you want to do. So, we're going to start those positive affirmations with them so they can start doing that and telling themselves that and get them ready for the world, you know what I mean, start them out on the right path, you know. So anyway, I hope this motivates y'all, man. I'm sorry, my kind of monotone right now, you know, like I said, a little tired. They stopped serving coffee about an hour ago, so anyway, oh man, apologize for that one, had to get that one out. So indie artist hit me up, man, shit's about to go down, trust me, I'm not overlooking y'all either. I had a whole bunch of stuff on Facebook earlier. Some fire artists, man. I heard one dude, he was singing like country on the hook, and then he started rapping. I was like, what in the hell is this? But it caught my ear because it was good. And I was like, damn. So, I'm not looking for normal shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking for creative shit. I'm looking for people that are stepping outside of the boundaries. I'm looking for fire artists. I'm looking for fire beats. I'm looking for anybody that's got a different sound, you know? Anybody that's doing something and they're putting their heart into it, that's what I'm looking for. You know, my main goal is to help people. As serious as I take my music, that's as serious as I'm gonna take my label. That's as serious as I'm gonna be about my artists and development services that I'm trying to provide for artists. And you know, that's as serious as the help that I'm gonna provide for them, man. Like that's gonna go so far. It's going to help so many people. I can't wait. I'm excited about it. So, my next goal, man, is I'm looking for investors. I am trying to get to New York. That's another goal of mine. I want to try to get up there and get around some of the people who are successful. You know, like I just said at the beginning of this, I'm not trying to come back home and sit on my hands and you know, hope something happens, you know what I'm saying? So, you gotta go out there and get it, man. Gotta go make it happen. So, shout out to the team, J Paul, CKT, Ryan, Nova. Let's get it, man. 1135.